93.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister is calling on his Israeli counterpart and others in the Middle East to listen to calls from world leaders to de-escalate the violence. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defied international calls for a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah, saying Israel will continue fighting with full force. Anthony Albanese says Mr. Netanyahu needs to listen to the international community.
When you have the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, other nations all calling for a de-escalation of this conflict, we are very concerned, and the world is concerned, about the escalation that is continuing here and the consequences for it.
The Treasurer has been meeting with Chinese leaders as Australia's biggest trading partner faces a softening economy. Among the issues are China's trade restrictions on lobsters, which Jim Chalmers has indicated could soon be removed. Dr. Chalmers says the government is welcoming efforts to boost growth in the Chinese economy.
When steps are taken here to boost economic activity and to boost growth in the Chinese economy, subject to the details that will be released in good time, we see that as a very, very good development for Australia.
Back home, the Consumer Watchdog has released its interim report, finding shoppers have lost all confidence in supermarket pricing. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
An interim report into supermarkets by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has found consumers don't trust the sale price claims from Coles and Woolworths. Despite calls to introduce divestiture powers, Assistant Minister for Competition, Andrew Lee, says there is no guarantee breaking up the companies would increase competition.
We do know it would have a chilling effect on investment. We look around the world, we don't see other countries breaking up their supermarkets.
The Nationals and Greens parties announced earlier this year they support sector-specific divestiture powers in an effort to manage supermarket behaviour and address price gouging. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
A new report has found scammers are increasingly targeting residents in Sydney's southwest and the central coast. Westpac has released a report showing Liverpool, Campbelltown and Gosford have the highest number of scams. The bank says scammers are targeting fast-growing suburbs, hubs of economic activity or ageing populations. Police officers, family members and loved ones are gathering across the country to mark National Police Remembrance Day. In Sydney, a service has been held at the Wall of Remembrance in the Domain, honouring the 276 officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty across the state. Police Commissioner Karen Webb says it's a time to honour their devotion and sacrifice.
The names of 276 men and women are etched into the wall behind me. Every name represents a tragic loss to the New South Wales Police Force and the communities of New South Wales. Their bravery, courage and sacrifice will not be forgotten.
The US president has announced more than $3.5 billion worth of military assistance to Ukraine during a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Jonathan Kersley reports.
This was the 11th meeting between the leaders and the fifth time President Zelensky has been to Washington, D.C. since Russia's invasion began almost 1,000 days ago. President Zelensky thanked President Biden for what he said was his leadership as the outgoing American commander-in-chief vowed Russia will not prevail. Ukraine's wartime leader is also meeting Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, having laid out what he says is his victory plan in the war with Russia.
In sport, as many as 300,000 footy fans have gathered at Melbourne's Yarra Park for the AFL Grand Final Parade. Starting near Rod Laver Arena, the parade takes fans to the footy festival main stage, where a live musical performance is getting underway. Swan star James Rowbottom says it's an exciting day.
It's all about conserving your energy and knowing where to spend it, but at the same time, it's a really exciting week. You know, it's hard to get here and we'll embrace it, but conserve our energy at the same time.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely during the day. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast. Right now it's 16 degrees in the city, 15 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday and 22. That's the latest Hope news. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples, paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Barara was the M1, a crash southbound just past the Barara exit. Now traffic is delayed going through there. Mossman, a truck broken down Spit Road southbound near Ida Avenue, and Jamoyne, Victoria Road citybound. One right turn lane into Westbourne Street is closed due to roadworks. FPOS fees are great for banks, not businesses. Pay no fees or term to rental with SmartPay. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and the minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. That's later, Sydney Traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Keep it on.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Chris Jolly with you. Now, do you use the same password for every site that you use? I know. Sometimes I use a generic one, and yes, your IT friends will probably roll their eyes, but there's good reason to mix up your passwords. For all of you out there who do recycle passwords, you're going to want to hear this, especially the tradies out there. In the meantime, it's Luke Combs on Hope 103.2.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed too fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before.
and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. I always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
We're caught up in turbulent skies, but I don't mind it. I don't mind. We may be towed on the winds of chaos, but I won't hide. I won't hide. I see.
Lauren Daigle, Hope 103.2. Do you use the same password for every site that you use? Now, I used to, but someone pointed out to me that if one site is hacked, that means the hackers now know how to log into every other site you use. And for the tradies out there, you may want to hear this, because there was recently a data leak of a major hardware retail chain, and it's believed to have affected more than 38,000 tradies with credit card numbers, emails, postal addresses, and other important login details. They've been in touch with impacted customers, which is good stuff there, and they've recommended precautions that they can take to lower the risk of their information being potentially misused. They say they've also implemented several additional cybersecurity measures to minimise the likelihood of this actually happening again. So good news there. Being someone who used to work in IT, the person who rolls my eyes at myself sometimes, I have a few tips for you. Make sure to use different passwords for each site that you sign up to. They should be complicated. Now, you're probably rolling your eyes at me. They should be complicated, though. Don't worry. A lot of browsers will actually generate the random passwords and save them for you within the browser. Or probably the better option is actually use a password manager. There's a lot of good ones out there. But, of course, if in a snap, you can also find sites out there that create random passwords to use just to in your search engine, type in random password generators. Plenty of sites out there to do that as well. Let me know, have you been hacked before? Do you use the same password for everything? Send me a text, 0448 40 2020. Also, very big thank you, Judith in Toongabie, saying to Ben, it was a fantastic interview. You want to know more about me? And you said, bless me. Thank you very much. Look, I'd like to get a bit more about there as we go along through the afternoon. This is Southern Suns on Hope 103.2.
All of my life, all of my life, I stood outside the circle, right outside the circle, being so wrong, somehow felt right. fading away. Every day I feel my heart in danger, and I need to have a way, making me change direction, taking my life. Every day I feel my heart in danger, and I need to hide away, watching my best intentions fading away. Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever. to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
Hope 1032.
Got a hand-me-down heart filled with secondhand love. It's been weighing me down, so I'm selling it off at a discounted rate that nobody wants to pay. And all that I am still belongs to you. Take a look at me, darling, I don't want something new. If I gave all I had, would it have made you stay? Would it have made you stay? I'd send myself broke just to buy back the time. If the change in my pockets could change your mind, I'd send myself broke, but I don't really mind. I'm doing it all just so we can rewind. Whoa, to when you were. Carry first-hand hurt in the back of my mind. Cause you loved me so fast that I got left behind. I still watch the clock, but I know I'm just too late. I know I'm just too late. I know I'm just too late. I'd send myself broke just to buy back the time. If the change in my pockets could change.
Henderson, Hope 1032. Good afternoon. We're talking passwords, cybersecurity, that sort of stuff. Do you use the same password for everything or do you create different passwords? Craig from Borkham Hill said, Workmax has changed passwords every 3 months. I remember that. Yes, I just increased the number at the end by one. That's an old favourite, Craig. Don't tell your IT that you do that one, though. Now, we've got another great tip from Frank. It's actually one I do myself, and it's a really good one. Use one email address for banking and governments to the stuff, then use another one for family and friends, and then only a third one there for all your shopping, logins, catalogues, all that other stuff. Sandboxing makes your stuff much harder for hackers to get your data. Frank, thank you very much. Really good tip there. Stacey Orico on Hope 103.2. I could be the one.
For you to wanna use me, I do not always have just the right words to say. But you tell me simple things that I'd love the chance to bring to a world of people who just simply need you. Doesn't matter where I'm from.
Past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy. see past myself, Lord, help me be.
Williams Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Great chance to get out and do stuff this weekend, considering we were expecting lots of rain, but now it's going to be much the same as today, just a tad warmer, which means there is a chance to wash the car or maybe go to the shops and not bring back the groceries in the pouring rain. I know, not lots of fun, is it? Well, maybe something more interesting, like maybe going out to watch some of the many sporting events on over the weekend. And there's a few footy fans out there. Big weekend for you. Whatever you're getting up to, I hope you enjoy your weekend.
It's Laura. This week on Undistracted, author and pastor Max Licato offers a traveller's guide to the end times, talking about their place in Christian theology and what we can really know about what's next.
We can be excited. Two, we could just be good people because we know everything is going to turn out all right. We have an advantage on the rest of the world. We can be kind to our neighbor. We can love the poor. We can be a source of light. And it doesn't have to be fake. It doesn't have to be forced. It could be heartfelt because we know that something good is about to happen.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Express your interest in owning an exciting cost of living relief initiative. Drive-bys will offer Australian families unprecedented energy savings, up to 66 cents per litre off fuel or an equivalent amount on their electricity bills. And Free Words will offer SMEs a risk-free paper sale advertising alternative. Simply pledge an amount and pay at point of sale. No financial risk, no upfront cost, no lock-in contract and precise ROI certainty. Visit freewords.com.au. Station sponsor.
The first step in fighting depression is understanding what it is. And the second is simply admitting that you might have a problem. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Depression is more than a state of mind. In many cases, it's caused by physical changes or reactions in the brain, and it can be triggered by a number of different events. A period of trauma or stress is one major cause. Things like financial problems or the death of a loved one or just starting a new job can easily cause depression to set in. Some people simply have a melancholy personality and tend to be more pessimistic. Others might have a history of depression in the family. Whatever the cause, depression is highly treatable with the right diagnosis. But you won't find it unless you ask for help. If you think you might have a problem, let me encourage you to seek out a qualified professional.
For more resources to help your family thrive, sign up for a free family toolkit at families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
hand, I walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on. I'll tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on me, my dear. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on. You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All this life is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now we're
will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
It's a great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032.
One radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
We're a long way from home. Haven't seen you in so long. But it all came back in one moment. And the years started cold. But I didn't notice it all. And we found there's a room we're both in.
We get Chinese food in small white boxes. Live the life we saw in Friends. Your room, it barely fits the mattress. Wake up, leave for work again. The wind, it seems to blow right through us. Down jackets are the trend. The rush of rushing deep into love.
English girl in an American town. Over the theater to the fifth floor aisle. Ring on the buzzer, then you'll be wet down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. When one on one, I thought I would be more nervous, darling.
We watch comedies and miss the endings. Conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town, over the beta to the fifth floor. On the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze.
Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. And when our eyes are closed together, I can't explain how the scent of your perfume takes me to a higher place. We can watch it unfold, but we can't change how it tastes.
We drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend.
With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor aisle. Ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor aisle. Ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl.
Ed Sheeran on Hope 103.2. Now, recently I've been thinking, when I'm a bit more settled into Sydney, I'm interested in doing the PTC course at Moore College. Maybe you've been thinking the same thing as well. And if you are thinking about it, and if you're going to be around Newtown later on today, you can actually go to the open day. You may have missed the day sessions. They finish up around 2-ish, but there is an evening session as well, a bit after 5 o'clock. It's not just full-time study for Christian ministry either. They have, like I said, the PTC online course. But they've also got part-time courses as well. So go enjoy the campus tour, dinner and supper at Moore College this evening. You do need to register, so check out the community notice board for all the details. Hope news your way real soon.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 1032.
A child of wrath, an enemy of the King of Peace. But love was stronger. Love was stronger. I tried resisting grace. The Son of God still took my place. 'Cause love was stronger.
From Bondi to Carrajong, we're right here with you.
It's just this open feeling,
yeah, I'm moving with the beat.
It's just this open feeling,
yeah, sounding kind of sweet.
Not talking about religion, no. Talking about fashion, no. Not talking about money, no. Not talking about sight from the rain. It's just this open feeling, a moving with the beat. It's just this open feeling, a sounding kind of sweet. I'm talking about my girl.
or at a party with people you don't know. Then you hear a familiar tune, and you know the thread is soon. You'll be moving, moving, moving on your own. To a soul can feel it, yeah. A moving with the beat. It's just a soul can feel it, yeah. A sound and kind of sweet.
Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling on his Israeli counterpart to listen to the calls from the international community and commit to a ceasefire. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected growing demands for de-escalation in Lebanon, pledging to carry out full-force attacks against Hezbollah. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the calls from across the world for an immediate ceasefire are loud and clear.
We are very concerned, and the world is concerned, about the escalation that is continuing here and the consequences for it.
Speaking to the UN Security Council, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says Lebanon cannot become the next Gaza and urged the international community to work together towards lasting peace. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
A new report has found shoppers are increasingly losing trust in Australia's major supermarkets. Zach De Silva reports.
The consumer watchdog has found Australians are paying 20% more for groceries than they were 5 years ago, while some suppliers complain they're being stretched to the limit by Coles and Woolworths. The ACCC has released an interim report marking the halfway point of its inquiry into the supermarket sector. Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh says smaller players are being edged out by the grocery giants, reducing competition.
The dominance of Woolworths and Coles has been further consolidated over the last two decades.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Coles and Woolies need to deliver value for shoppers.
Supermarkets need to do better.
The ACCC will hand down its final report early next year.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has not ruled out making changes to negative gearing or capital gains tax before the next election. The Treasury Department has been asked to provide modelling on the controversial taxes. Asked if he would rule out any changes, Dr. Chalmers did not answer the question directly.
Well, we've made it really clear through the course of the week that our priority and our focus is on rolling out $32 billion worth of investment, because our highest priority